blessing. Oh, by and by. Amen. I ain't even have no voice. The Lord is good, honey. I don't know where that joker came from. I didn't have no voice 10 minutes ago, I promise you. My daughter told me, she said, Daddy, you ought to just stop talking. I was at dinner, so it came on back. I tell you, boy, my daddy used to always say, he still says it. He says, son, if you give God time and energy, he'll give you time and energy. Yeah, he gave me some energy. I didn't have it, but I'm glad that he gave it to me. Turn your Bible to Nahum, the first chapter, 7th verse. Nahum, the first chapter, the 7th verse. Y'all all right? All right. I ain't gonna hold you long. Why y'all can't? I don't understand. I've been doing better. Nahum, the first chapter and the 7th verse. Very powerful passage of scripture. The Bible says, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who trust in him. I'll read it again. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who trust in him. From this passage of scripture, I would like to offer you up the title, Something to Talk About. Now, I know tomorrow and today and all this week, you're going to be talking about something. Yeah, you see, y'all got quiet. I'm already on your street. This week, you're going to be talking about something. You're going to be talking about what's on TV. You're going to talk about what the president is or is not doing. You're going to talk about what the story is showing. Y'all know what the stories are? I know y'all know the story. Days of Our Life, The Young and the Restless. Yeah, y'all going to be talking about that. My grandma used to say the stories. You're going to be talking about what's on the news. And it's going to be a number of things that you will have to talk about. But what I want to give you is something to really talk about. Because if you leave here today with a word that's fresh on your mind, then this word can be prevalent. This word can permeate your speech as you go through the week. I wish that when we talked more frequently, we actually had something to talk about. A lot of time we talk and we ain't saying nothing. Or we're talking, and the things that we're saying is not helping anybody. We're just moving our lips full of stuff that has no virtue and has no redeeming quality. Now, I know when I say this to church folks, they say, you be gossiping too. And you always, we talk a lot. But what I would really like for us to do is have something of redeeming quality to talk about. So the book of Nahum, verse number 7, chapter 1 says, the Lord is good. That's something to talk about. Now, in order for you to really understand the book of Nahum, Nahum was a prophet. He was a minor prophet, but theologians say he was the major of the minor prophets. So he was one of the most influential minor prophets. Nahum, the majority of the book talks about the judgment against Nineveh. Now you realize that, remember Jonah, y'all remember Jonah, right? Jonah was responsible for going to Nineveh. And then when Jonah preached in Nineveh, the nation repented. Well, not long after they repented, they began to do the same things they were doing before they repented. They started to act like us. Like us. They started to do the stuff that we do. And then, they had some trouble. Well, the book of Nahum, he documents the judgment that came upon Nineveh after they didn't know how to act. That's the majority of the book. And Nahum was a minor, but one of the major minor prophets. He even had a city that was named after him. The city of Capernaum. We hear the Bible talks about Capernaum. That is actually translates as the village of Nahum. So Nahum was a respected prophet. And in this book, he talks about a number of things. But in verse 7, he says, the Lord is good. Now, what does that mean? It means exactly what it says. God is good. And because God is good, that means that is good news. I'm trying to give y'all something to talk about. God is good, and he always will be good. If you turn your Bibles to Genesis, the first chapter, and you go through verses 1 through 25, you'll see that as God makes the earth, every now and then he say, and it was good. He'll do something else, and then later on he'll say, and it was good. Well, how in the world could something be good unless it comes from a good creator? See, so actually when God is saying that he made something that is good, he's also giving you his characteristic. Now, I think, you know, the last time we talked on Sunday night, we talked a lot about God's characteristics. I think it's important for us to understand that God is good. He's good. He speaks goodness. He creates goodness. Everything about him is good. He cannot be anything other than good. And to be totally honest, good is not good enough of a word to describe God. And I think it's important for us to truly understand as Christians and as believers of God who and what he is. Don't underestimate or don't speak. Don't underestimate how good God is. If you want to talk about something this week, talk about how good God is. And we don't even have to get into what he's done for you, because you know that yourself. You know what he's done. You know what he's brought you through. You know how he's kept you in a difficult time. But the Bible says God is good. First thing I want you to talk about. The second thing I want you to talk about, it says that he is a stronghold in the day of trouble. Now that's big for me, because when he says he's a stronghold, that means that God protects us in perilous times. Y'all not here with me today. I don't know where y'all. The chicken must have been too good. He's got you sleepy. But God said that the Bible says that God is a stronghold in the day of trouble. He is good, and not only is he good, he protects us when trouble comes. The book of Psalms says he's a very present help in the day of trouble. That means whatever it is that you might go through, God will and can and will protect you. That should make you feel good. Whether it's sickness, he's a stronghold. Whether it's emotional stress, he's a stronghold. Whether it's depression, he's a stronghold. No matter what it is that you might face, if it's a financial trouble, he's a stronghold. God is a stronghold in the time of trouble. It doesn't matter what you go through. It doesn't matter how you get there. It doesn't matter what you get yourself in. When you are a child of God, he is a stronghold. He is protection for you when you are in trouble. Now, I said, even when it's depression, he's a stronghold. Now, I know a lot of times, and I'm going to speak on this in the coming weeks, but I know a lot of times we don't talk enough about depression. We don't talk enough about mental illness and how mental illness affects us. But let me tell y'all, church, mental illness is real. And mental illness is killing a lot of us. And the problem is that we as a church don't stand up enough and help people that struggle with mental illness. But it is tearing our community and it's tearing our church apart. But we have to be honest and acknowledge that mental illness exists. And we have to be honest that God can help you through mental illness. But he also has left men here that have learned and studied mental illness to help you as well. What I mean is you can have God and a therapist. Mental illness is real. And mental illness, just like every other thing that is going to kill us, came in the world when sin came. Y'all looking at me funny. Let me tell you, the Bible says, this wasn't even in my lesson, but I got here, so I got to stop. The Bible says in Genesis, the second chapter, when Eve is being tempted by the serpent, what did the serpent say to Eve? She said, if you eat of this fruit, you shall surely not die. Right? But God had already told them that if they eat of the fruit, then you should surely die. Right? Now, what that means is if Eve had not eaten of the fruit, then Eve would have what? Say it again, Eric. Lived. But when she ate of the fruit, she brought into the world death. Y'all follow me? So if she brought into the world death, that means she also brought into the world things that will kill us. You understand what I'm saying? So sin made our body depraved. We were not initially designed to die. But when sin came in the world, sin then brought into death. Sin brought death into the world. So now once we have to die, then there has to be something that will cause us to die. Are y'all following me? All right. So when that happened, a number of things came into the world. All of them came in through sin. Now, when I name these things, I'm not saying that the reason why you might be dealing with these things is because of your sin. I'm saying that when sin came in the world, it brought these things with it. So cancer, you might not be dealing with cancer as a result of sin, but because sin came, cancer came. Because sin brought about death, and death brought about a reason for us to die. A heart attack. Sin brought that in. Stroke. Sin brought that in. These are things that are designed or things that will kill your body. Well, guess what else will kill your body? Mental illness. So when stroke came, cancer came, heart attack came, so did depression. Schizophrenia. Bipolar. Y'all getting quiet on me. Goodness, don't do it. Please don't do it. What I'm trying to tell you is that God is a stronghold even in those situations. Y'all follow me? And I got under pressure. I wasn't really trying to get under pressure right now, but I realized that there are so many of us that are struggling with it that we ought to say something about it. What do you mean depression came in? Sin brought it in. How do you know? Look, and we know the depression came in really early because the Bible says in Genesis 3, after Cain killed his brother, it says that his countenance fell. You know what that means? He went into depression. I'm going to preach that later. We're going to get to it. Be looking for this sermon. I've been working on it, and the sermon is real simple. It's called, I'm Not Crazy, I Just Need a Little Help. We got to deal with this thing because there are people right here in this world, right now, in this church, right now, that are struggling with mental illness. And we sitting there and we tell people, oh, the Lord will bring you through. It's going to be all right. Don't you worry. No, they need more than that. If Brother Brown came to me and said, Brother Mason, my heart is bad and I've been sick, I ain't going to tell Brother Brown, well, the Lord will take care of it. He will, but I'm also going to say, I know a good cardiologist. Yes, sir. Y'all follow me? So we got to start answering the people like that about mental illness. When they say, I'm depressed, we say, pick yourself up, sister. No. Yeah, we're going to pray for you. We're going to help you, but we also going to find somebody who's designed to help you. All right. God is a stronghold in a day of trouble. No matter what it is, no matter what the trouble is, God is a stronghold. I'm just giving you something to talk about. What was the first point? The first point to talk about is that God is what? Good. The second point is God is a stronghold in the day of trouble. These are just things you should talk about when you. And then the last one, all in one verse, it says, and God knows those who trust in him. Isn't that a good thing? God is good. That's enough to talk about by itself. But then the scripture gives you a little bit more. It says God is a stronghold this good God will take care of you in the time of trouble. And then this is my favorite part of the scripture is that God knows. He knows those who trust in him. So if God knows me because I trust in him, that means that his goodness is going to be real good. And if his goodness is, if God is as good as the Bible says he is, and he is, and that much more, that means if he knows me and he's good, then when I go through something, he's going to take care of me just because he's good. Somebody ought to talk about that. We so busy talking about all the rest of the mess in the world. We so busy. I have never in my life seen a group of people who love God, who claim to love God, that don't talk about him. Just ask yourself, how often do I talk about the God that I say I serve? God is good. Don't you get on that tonight, watch CNN, and let everything about you go down. You know how good it is to get on the phone with your sister or your brother or your cousin or your son or your nephew and everything and just talk about how good God is? Even if they're struggling. And we got some people in our lives that's struggling and ain't nowhere close to God. And you know we do. We get with the people that struggle in our lives and we start preaching to them. You better get your life together. You better turn it around. You know better than that. I'm telling you, fix it now. Change what you say. How about you say this? Man, God woke me up this morning. He been treating me real good. I didn't think I was going to make it, but he did. I didn't know how I was going to pay that bill, but I did. I woke up and my knee was hurting, but when I started walking, it started feeling good. You know, when I started walking, my knee was still hurting, but I said, I'm walking. Start talking to people like that. And they're going to start saying, well, I wonder who will. Why does this keep on working for him? Who is he talking about? What is his relationship with this person that he can be feeling good regardless of what's going on? And sometimes us just talking about what God has done and how he's brought us through, he's a stronghold in our day of trouble. And the fact that God knows us is much better than all the stuff we do to beat up on people. I'm just trying to tell you, y'all, I've been on both sides of the conversation. I done acted a fool in my life. And I done had my mom, my daddy, my aunt say, boy, you need to get your life together. Boy, you need to do this and that. And sometimes I heard them. But I'm going to tell you what I really heard. I really heard when they used to say, God was showing up good to me. When I had to ask my mama, mama, how'd you make it through that? I don't know, baby. But I know God had a lot to do with it. Those were the things that moved me to want to know him. All the other stuff we try to condemn people with, that don't help nothing. Tell them how good God is. I promise you, you'll change some lives. At work, when you're talking, y'all talk a lot at work. Talk more people at work than it. Just talk about how good God is. If you don't know what to say, you don't know how to say it, sing it. Sometimes I don't know what to say. I might walk around these little crazy kids and them crazy. I just start humming. Jesus, you've been good to me. Jesus, you've been. And they say, Dr. May said, I didn't know you could sing. What you singing? I was just singing, Jesus, you've been good to me. You heard that song before? Look it up. It's a good one. Yeah. When I'm stressed, sometimes I say, I feel like going on. Lord, you know I feel like going home. Lord, you know it's been a long, long journey, but I'm finally made it safely home. I like to sing that. Amen. And then people start saying, well, why are you ready to go home? Because I know what's on the other side. The good God, who's a stronghold and knows me, is on the other side. If you don't know how to say it, sing it. Just figure it out. Find something to talk about. I just gave you three things. Pick one of them. It'll change your week. I'm trying to tell you, just pick one of them things. Just go on this week and say, you know what? Every time I get in a conversation with Brother Clifford, I'm just going to talk about God being good. Yeah, he's going to be good. Every time Brother Waller answers the phone, I go visit the sick, I'm just going to tell him that God has been a stronghold. Yeah, the stronghold when I'm troubled. Brother Solomon, every time I don't know what I do, I'm just going to say, God knows my name. And I guarantee you, it'll change some lives. You know the week ain't going to be no easy one. I told you this morning, Matthew 6:34 says, don't worry about tomorrow because tomorrow got his own troubles. So one thing you can guarantee is tomorrow going to give you something to mess with. But we got a way to handle it. Talk about some good stuff. Go ahead and stand to your feet. God has been good to us. And his greatest, the greatest evidence of his goodness is what he did on the cross. When he sent his son down. He sent his son down, a peaceful, sinless son, to die on the cross for your sins and mine. And then he died, but he got up with all the power that he needs. But you know, though, I'm so glad he got up with all the power. I'm happy he got up with, you know, and I love the word to describe how much power he had. He got all of it. And then nobody got no power left but God. I'm so happy he got it all. If he got 90% of it, I might have a chance of losing. But he got all of the power. But what I love about when he kept his power, and even though he died and he rose again, now he's sitting at the right hand of God himself. And he's talking on my behalf. When I make a fool of myself, Jesus is sitting right next to God, and God is having a conversation with God. And God told God, look, watch out. He's going to be okay, but don't kill him yet. I'm still working on him. Aren't you glad you got an ambassador? Aren't you glad that God know how to speak God language? Yeah, because see, Jesus is standing on that. He's sitting right next to him. And when he see you mess up, Eric, he know you probably can, it can be over for you. He look over, God looks over to God, and he said, God, don't do it. Not yet. He's a good child. He's struggling. I've been there. I was tempted. I had some times where I wanted to fall. Don't give him some more chances. Oh, and I love the fact that God talks to God, because only God can understand God. Yeah, yeah. But God is so good to us, and he's sitting there on the right hand, just waiting. Amen. Just talking. Yeah. I'm trying to give you something to talk about. Yeah. Make it through the week. You can come right now. Come on down to Jesus right now as we sing. All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I free.